Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's time for a good cup of coffee.
Well, I've got to say, I have loved coming home lately because the smell of coffee has been extraordinary. We ran a competition in the magazine and online for the best coffee recipe.
I saw that.
And Michelle has been testing and trialing the top 12 or something recipes.
Yeah.
And the great thing is I get to try them all. So she's also brought them into work and she's had many of the different staff members cooking these different recipes. And I think she's chosen a couple of winners because they've been shooting them. But Michelle, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Are you bouncing off the wall?
I am.
It's all about coffee.
It is all about coffee. We've started the year. Look, I love to start the morning every day with my Nespresso coffee, which I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
And I've carried that coffee flavour all through my day now. We've been, as Michael said, I've been testing lots of recipes. And I must say, we've got some absolute winners. We've got hundreds and hundreds of emails of our favourite coffee recipes. And the end, I've chosen two beautiful recipes. Mike, what was your favourite?
Well, I've got to say, I do love a profiterole. And
you could have fooled me.
Yeah, and it's the sort of thing you probably only eat when you're at a wedding or you're at a smorgasbord somewhere. It's not really something you make at home. But goodness knows, you seem to have made quite a few lately, and I've been loving them and eating them.
I have. Well, We've had a recipe. I'm not going to tell you who the people are because we haven't announced the winners yet.
Okay. But I hope I haven't blown away then when I've just said a profiterole.
No, you haven't. But I'm going to tell you about that. Is it right? The coffee eclair recipe we have received was absolutely beautiful. It's a choux pastry which I have never made. My mother made them when I was growing up, and then she said, Mike, I can remember them being special occasions. People would come over and she'd serve them with ice cream and chocolate sauce, and they were quite something special in our house. But this one is a beautiful recipe, and it's filled with a coffee custard. So I've made that, and it's very, very tasty. It's beautiful.
Ooh, yum.
I can't believe you haven't made choux pastry. They're absolutely perfect. Either that's a really easy recipe, or you're a whiz in the kitchen, because they're beautiful.
Well, I meant to be a whiz in the kitchen, thanks, Mike. But no, I've never made them before until I tested this recipe, and they were very easy. So for all you readers out there like me who have never made them before, you will love this recipe. You'll have to get the next issue, the March issue of Mind Food. Mm-hmm. Is it March issue?
Yes, it is the March issue, on sale in February. Now, the other one was a sort of a pavlova stack, which again was...
It was beautiful.
And, you know, our oldest daughter, Lillian, she loves pavlova.
Yeah, so as soon as she...
It was like, you know, she could smell it. She just, you know, wafted in.
This is another beautiful recipe which we received from an Australian reader.
Yeah.
And it is so lovely. It's just a simple pavlova. You make three pavlovas and you stack them up, and would you believe, with a buttercream. You stick them between a bucket of cream all around it.
Mm.
And the coffee's in the buttercream. And then... sprinkle it with toasted almonds. How beautiful does
yum.
That sound?
Is there a good coffee to use for all this? I mean, there must be varying grades.
Well, there is, but I've made them all. It was a Nespresso competition, so I've made all the recipes using the Nespresso pods, and I have to say they've all been beautiful. So I've had fun mixing and matching
as I've
gone along with all the different flavours.
Yeah, I love my Nespresso machine as well. I'll tell you what you should do in the morning, Michelle. Don't tell Michael. Make your Nespresso tomorrow and drop a lint ball chocolate in there, and then stir it, honey. You'll get intoxication of chocolate and coffee together.
That could be fatal.
I do that every morning.
I'm not starting the new year very well, I have to say.
But those pods,
hasn't done me good.
Those pods that you cook with, they're so easy. Like, I've watched you do it, aren't they? Because it's all just there.
Yeah.
They're very easy.
So what, do you just cut the pod open, do you?
And then
click.
Oh, No. Just brew up the coffee and then...
Okay.
As if you're making a cup of coffee
and then just use it like that. Mm. What a cool idea.
Sure. Yeah. So we're going to announce the winners in the next issue of Mind Food. So get out to the shops and buy that and see who the lucky winners are. They were actually won a Nespresso U machine.
Oh, lucky goodness. Them. And listen, for more recipes, more coffee recipes, of course, you head to mindfood.com. And also, because of the start of the year, sign up for our daily recipe where we send you one of Michelle's beautiful recipes from Mind Food.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.